Statements by the Leader of the Council. I know he has three, and I've asked him to take one at a time so you can ask questions on those ones. So if you just bear with him to answer, and then you can go on to your questions, okay?
Madam Chairman, in November 2011, the motion was unanimously carried in this council demanding the Highways Agency takes urgent action on the 120, but the accidents are still happening. It is now almost a year since the Highways Agency announced new safety measures on the 120. As we all know, the speed cameras were supposed to be installed in March this year. They then slipped to the beginning of the new financial year, further slippage to July, then August, then back to September, November. The Highways Authority must be held responsible to ensure safety on the 120 for all road users.
Have we any questions? We have one from the Vice Chair.
Thank you, Leader, for those words. I am the ward councillor for that area, as you are probably aware, and I'm appalled that road accidents continue to occur along this stretch of road. Needless to say, numerous accidents have continued on a regular basis. Within the past month, there have been three accidents that I'm aware of. I ask that you, as leader, demands that the Highway Authority be severely censured. This council calls upon the County Council and local Member of Parliament to support this council and do everything possible to ensure the Highways Agency acts in a responsible manner to ensure safety of all road users, and in particular along this stretch of the A120, without further delay. Also to announce when the public consultation will begin regarding the roundabout. This was promised at a meeting in May when the Highways Agency confirmed that money was available for the design and that construction of the roundabout could start in the next financial year. Thank you.
I think Councillor Heaney wanted to say something as well. Oh, and Councillor Stock. Councillor Heaney first, please.
I'm also ward councillor for this part of the tendering as well, and I think the Highways Agency has behaved disgracefully. I can't come up Park Road without seeing somebody's bonnet on the side of the road or their mudguards, and I was nearly hit by a car as I waited to go across the road the other day. The Highways Agency has been... They say it's because they've had a change of contractor, but surely the contractor came at the beginning of the year and they've been grossly incompetent, the fact they just can't get their act together, and I think this council should make them aware of how we feel. Thank you.
Chairman, I'll be brief. I support the statement by the leader and I support the sentiments expressed by the previous two speakers. I represent a neighbouring ward and I drive through those junctions and take my life in my hands on a daily basis regularly, and it is shocking. Anyone who's been there, so anyone who's particularly crossed the A120 at that point will know just how terrifically dangerous it is, and the Highways Agency have failed us as residents. They have failed to sort this problem out because it's been going on for years now. They put in the so-called improvements 2, 3, 4 years ago, I can't remember how long ago it was now, which actually made the situation worse, as Councillor Heaney rightly said, at Park Road, which was a very small road that had very little traffic ever using it. They've brought that right, I don't know what they've done, but they've managed to completely cock up the redesign of that junction such that people are having accidents there, just driving along in a straight line. It's so bad is the design of it. And instead of admitting they've made a mistake and re-digging it up and doing it again properly, they've got traffic cones sitting out at the moment on top of the island so people don't drive into the island. A temporary bodge. We haven't got the speed limit reduced yet. We haven't got the speed cameras put in place yet. How difficult, really, is it to lower a speed limit, put new signs up, and put some speed cameras up? It can't take years and years. And how many more people are going to suffer horrific injuries and possibly death, as have so many people in the past? So I fully support what the leader's doing. Anything I can do to help, just let me know. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I'd like to echo my fellow councillors. As a district councillor, the southern half of the district and some of my residents who work in Harwich and Manningtree have to go through Oldsford, Thorrington, up to Bromley and right across the A120. I fully support what the councillors are saying on this. This is an urgent, urgent need to sort out that junction, because my residents are concerned about going from the south to the north and they have to go through that junction. So if ward councillors from the rural areas, if you want my support, you definitely have my support. And if councillors want to meet up and perhaps lobby the highway agency, then I'm quite willing to assist my fellow councillors in the neighbouring wards with me. So best of luck, councillors.
Thank you, Chair. As a daily user of that junction, I concur with the other comments. In fact, I would go so far as to say that the Highways Agency has done less than nothing. They first of all put the paint down, which made the junction far more complex and has actually led to further accidents, I would suggest. And subsequently, while they haven't lowered the speed limit, they have put up the metal poles to hold the signs and the cameras. Doing that is just creating additional posts for people to hit along the side of the road. Now, that itself could be acceptable if they'd actually reduced the speed limit. But at the moment, it's bordering on negligence putting up those posts and not putting up the cameras and speed limit signs. Thank you.
The last one to Councillor McLeod.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just on behalf of the drivers and Harris residents, we fully support this message to the highways agencies to get their act together now and leave it no later than now. Thank you.
Thank you. And your next statement.
No, Madam Chair, I'm going to answer this one first. All I can say to you is I will take this on board, what you've put to me. I've been to two meetings with the Highways Agency since taking over as leader, and each time they've had us around a table with the MP and the various other people and given us promises that they were going to be achievable dates. I believe that they have let the residents down in this area, and I think that they owe it to the residents now to look at the scheme as quickly as they possibly can. But I believe the only answer to this is going to be a roundabout, and I think we need to now press this council to make sure that a roundabout is put in there, because that is going to be the safest thing, like speed cameras at the moment, but I think we have to press to make sure it's even safer than that. Thank you, Madam Chair.